The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
8 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour.
We are your community. We need help.
Prominent Bay Area Catholics calling on Pope Francis tonight to remove a controversial archbishop. Salvatore Corleone has been roundly criticized for his views on homosexuality, birth control, and his parochial brand of leadership. Here's KGO 810's Mike Simpson.
An open letter says Corleone's promoting an atmosphere of divisiveness and intolerance. This, the latest in a dispute over a morality code he tried to impose on teachers.
This is, as perhaps one of the newspaper articles indicated, an unprecedented step.
Michael Kelly spoke for the coalition today after the diocese fired back, calling the ad a total misrepresentation and saying those who signed on don't speak for everyone.
The people who have signed this letter represent the broad spectrum of Catholics in this diocese.
Religious scholars are applauding the move, saying Catholics often feel they don't have a voice in the Catholic Church.
The notion of the Catholic Church as just the hierarchy who just tells the rest of the community what to do, that should be a long dead way of seeing the Catholic Church.
That's Sally Vance Trimbath, a religious studies professor at Santa Clara. She says Archbishop Corleone has the look of a leader from the Dark Ages when bishops ruled the Catholic Church with a firm hand. Now to a feel-good story. It's opening night for the single-A San Jose baseball Giants. But more importantly, Brian Stowe threw out the first pitch about a half hour ago. A remarkable feat when you consider Stowe, a huge Giants fan, was beaten into a coma outside Dodger Stadium in 2011. KGO 810's Carolyn Burns is live at Municipal Stadium in San Jose with this incredible story. Carolyn?
Hey, John. You're absolutely right. It was an incredible story and so very heartwarming to watch. He was surrounded by members of his EMT team. As you well know, he was a paramedic here in the San Jose area, and he also used to work the San Jose Giants games. So he was wheeled part of the way out to the mound, and then he got on a walker and walked the rest of the way. He actually positioned himself about halfway between the pitching mound and home plate, and he threw out that pitch. And everybody in the stands was just absolutely crazy, so happy to see him. And you can see that there are some people with tears in their eyes. And his pitch actually made it to just in front of home plate. So it's pretty incredible what he has achieved considering everything that he's been through. Live from San Jose, I'm Geraldine Burns, KGO 810.
And now to another feel-good story, the Golden State Warriors. Superstar Steph Curry and the W's appear to be driving a revival in the NBA. Warriors just finished the season last night with a record-shattering 67 wins against just 15 losses. And Saturday, they head to the playoffs against the New Orleans Pelicans. Here's Coach Steve Kerr.
They're a loose bunch. We've tried to corral them a little bit, but not too much. I like having a team like this that doesn't appear to get nervous. It's kind of got a gunslinger's mentality. You combine that with an excellent defense, that's why we have this record.
Well, record attendance following that inspired play as new stars emerged in Atlanta, Houston, and here in the Bay Area. Here's correspondent John Stolness.
The league said on Thursday a record 21,926,000 fans came through the turnstiles at NBA arenas this season, beating the previous record season attendance in 2006-07. More teams had sellouts this season, 700 in all, far surpassing the previous record set 20 years ago. The NBA arenas were filled to 94% capacity league-wide, which was another record.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 8:04.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states. Attention women. If you or a loved one sustained injuries caused by transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, or bladder sling, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. The FDA issued a public notice to doctors and patients concerning injuries caused by transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic slings, and bladder slings. Please call now if you or a loved one has had one of these devices implanted. You may be entitled to a cash
cash award, and compensation. Time is limited. If you or a loved one's life has been affected by complications from a transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, or bladder sling, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Call 800-251-0435 now. Call 800-251-0435. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-251-0435. That's 800-251-0435. Again, 800-251-0435.
It is 8:05 on KGO. Time now for Traffic on the Fives with Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by 1-800-4-INJURY. We'll start in the city. You've got a broken-down double-decker bus on southbound 101, a little after Silver Avenue, that's blocking up the right lane there. Northbound 101 is still a mess. It's stop-and-go from Cesar Chavez up to the Skyway, and eastbound on 80 is jammed all the way out to the lower deck. And even almost out to Treasure Island, it's stop and go now. No report of an accident, though, or a broken down vehicle. San Mateo, southbound 101 at Peninsula Avenue. An accident there is blocking the right lanes. That's got traffic crawling from SFO now. Onlooker delay on the northbound side has it jammed from Peninsula Avenue back to Bertan Avenue. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today and ask Attorney Kuvara any question related to personal injuries or accidents. Mr. Kuvara is a 40-year accident attorney, ex-insurance adjuster, rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. This is a free evaluation. Call today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Temperatures dipping slightly tomorrow with fog lingering along the coast, but make no mistake, it is going to be a warm one. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
62 to 86 degrees, foggy for the afternoon along the coastline. Bay and inland, you'll enjoy blue skies. On Saturday, we go with 60 to 86 for your range, with the fog lingering well into the afternoon again at our coast, and lots of sunshine inland. On Sunday, it's going to be a cool to warm day, 58 to 84.
And a word of warning, a beach hazard remains in effect for the coastline through Friday night. That means watch out for sneaker waves and rip currents. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got nothing but clear skies, comfortable temperatures, still 70 degrees in Santa Rosa, 70 in Dublin, 71 in Fairfield, 70 in Oakland. My computer decided to recycle. 68 in San Jose, 66 in San Francisco. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Tell him to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Woo! Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
It's about 810 degrees in the studio here at KGO. We're having a lot of fun. I have to tell you, what a beautiful evening in the Bay right now. Don't Stop Believing. Oh, yeah. Giants theme song. Hopefully they can get some of their swagger back tonight with the Diamondbacks.
That's right. Don't Stop Believing.
Yeah, we got to believe.
Even though we started the show talking to Matt Kolsky of KNBR about, wow, man, this is a bad start to the season.
Yes, worse since 2000, since the opening of AT&T Park.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're only six games in. So.
Yeah. Like I said, there's 300,000 more games to go.
All right. Why did David Chase end and wrap up the superior, I mean, the much beloved Sopranos series with the final scene and Don't Stop Believing and them just sitting there at the pizza parlor? Why did he do that? We've been waiting 8 years to find out. You know, Journey.
What
just
did it mean? Did it mean anything?
Yeah, the Journey came on. The Journey song came on, and they cut to a black screen, and that was sort of it. I mean, people were genuinely pissed about that. I remember. It's like, wow, how whack is that?
And weren't they in a situation where there was like another bad guy in there, and they're like, well, wait, so did he shoot him or?
Well,
right.
So here it comes. Here it goes. So now 8 years later, he broke it down a little bit for a Directors Guild magazine. He said he loved how Don't Stop Believing meshed. People say it meshed, but it meshed into the scene for him. For example, Carmela walked into the line, just a small town girl living in a lonely world. And then it cut out to Tony for just a city boy. So he was actually playing to the song.
Jesus.
Yeah. And here's what
I didn't realize it was so literal.
Yes. And here's what he had to say about cutting to a black screen. He said, quote, I thought the ending would be somewhat jarring, sure, but not to the extent that it was. The biggest feeling I was going for, honestly, was Don't Stop Believing. Literally, Don't Stop Believing. He goes, that's why I set it up for Carmela to walk in on the line, just a small town girl living in a lonely world, and then cut to Tony for just a city boy. I thought everybody would get that.
Seems pretty obvious, but yes. No. And then the screen goes dark, I think, is the thing they have a problem with.
And it was very simple and much more on the nose than people think. That's what I wanted people to believe. Life is short. Either it ends here for Tony or some other time. But in spite of that, it's really worth it. So don't stop believing. And that's his quote. So at least now you know.
I mean, there was no big secret. It's kind of disappointing.
Well, I think that, you know, it kind of wraps up. I mean, the whole don't stop believing thing. I think everybody tried to read into that. I didn't know that it was literally that literal that he was, you know, had Carmela.
Oh, well, now I
got
to look up the rest
line
of the lyrics and see if there was anything else to it.
And we're going to not stop believing for our Giants, too. And like I said, just a perfect night for baseball. Ugh. And to beat the, beat the Diamondbacks. Let's hope so. Hey, did you, so Sofia Vergara, her ex-husband, wants to have a baby with her fertilized eggs.
Wait, what?
Yes. So Sofia Vergara is engaged to Joe. What is his name? Magniello? I think that's what it is.
I don't know who she's dating, but yeah, if you're going to have me pronounce an Italian last name. Ooh, man. Manganiello. Manganiello?
I think so.
Like Chuck Mangione? Manganiello.
But her ex-fiancé is suing her for the right to make a baby from one of her fertilized eggs. What? How's that happen?
Good luck
it's
with that.
It's her egg.
Butt wipe.
Yeah. Right. So when Sofia and Nick Loeb were still together, they had some of her eggs fertilized with his essence.
So they are fertilized already.
Yes.
Uh-oh. So that's kind of an issue.
And then had them frozen so that they could have a baby at some point in the future, which is the whole reason behind all of that business. Well, since they're no longer together, Sofia wants to destroy the eggs, but Nick is trying to stop her because he still wants a kid.
Holy crap. And he can get all these insane right-to-lifers on his side, I bet.
For sure.
Let's just have a Sofia army.
I have to tell you. So
save them all.
Well, there's two ways to look at it. I mean, there is his essence. Takes two to tango. So those eggs are now fertilized and half his.
Guess what, Nick? Your body makes more essence every day.
But he wants
to
go Sofia.
Have some essence with someone else.
All right. So, you know.
Oh, that is so weird. I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
Because, like, the number of sperm that men make versus the number of eggs that women make is, like, really crazily
out of proportion.
Yes, but
your egg has to open up for one of those suckers to swim in there. So, obviously, it worked.
There's the number is so disproportionate.
I know, but now, so here comes the lawsuit that Sofia physically abused him four times during their relationship,
really?
Punching him in the face twice, kicking him once.
He sounds like an idiot.
And throwing her phone at his head, and that she was also verbally abusive. A source close to Sofia denies the abuse and says Nick only wants one of their kids so he can get child support from her. So there's the other angle.
Duh.
How ugly is this?
But no, that's the punchline. Now I really get it. He just wants more money from her.
Well, I mean, come on, she's a gorgeous woman.
And what does that have to do with how much money she makes?
Well, and I'm sure it would make for a beautiful baby. And how do you know that he wants child support from her? And by the way, would you carry that baby if you did such a thing for other people? Would you want to get in the middle of all of that mess?
Oh, that's right, because he's got to find a ship to...
surrogate. Yeah. He needs a vessel.
Yeah, that.
He's searching for a vessel.
In which to perch his egg.
So here's the really crazy thing about this. She's absolutely convinced this will go to court and it's a slam dunk. I don't think that Heather, I don't think it is a slam dunk. I can
it
see this
is.
Getting
He's
nasty.
He's an idiot.
Well, okay. I mean, I'll roll with that. I agree with you. He can easily go make more.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is not going to hold up in court, of course. I mean, somebody who's a lawyer, call us 808-0810. Is there any precedent or legal leg to stand on? I mean, it is, just like if they had a house together, it's both of their property and they have to split it up somehow. So I guess it's the same thing with these fertilized eggs that are sitting in a cooler somewhere.
Right. And they've been there for a long time, by the way. I hear it's been over a decade or so. And by the way, what happens, this could work the other way too. What if right now Sofia Vergara can't reproduce? So she decides she wants to use one of her own eggs, but it was fertilized with his essence. What do you think about that?
Right, right, right.
That's a sticky wicket.
Hey, maybe that solves the problem. Like, you take one, I'll take one. We'll call it a day. And then get rid of the rest of them and just see what happens. Just roll the dice.
That's arbitration if I ever heard it.
Yeah, yes, I would have been a great lawyer, right?
Yeah,
or
right
a judge.
On.
You take that and you take that and or Judge Judy. And I never want to hear from either of you ever again.
If it works, it works. And if it don't, it don't.
In my courtroom.
Don't stop believing.
Gavel, gavel.
And don't stop believing in Gavin Newsom. Yes, California is the worst of all worlds when it comes to marijuana. And we're going to talk to the man. From Cal Normal, the director, Dale Gehringer, is coming up next, and we're going to talk it out like we do every night on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Hello there. I'm Michael at newpain.com. We have a special rebate of $50 on Milgard's Tuscany and Styleline series windows. All Milgard energy-efficient windows have a lifetime warranty to the original owner, which covers parts, labor, and accidental glass breakage. A minimum order of 6 windows or 2 doors is required. These fantastic rebates are valid until May the 31st. If you are building a home north of the bridge or in Sea Ranch, NewPain will give you or your contractor special discounted prices on the Milgard Essence series wood windows. Additional discounts are available to apartment owners. So there you go. Log on to newpain.com. That's newpain.com or call 800-614-7263. That's 800-614-7263 to get your special pricing on Milgard windows.
Are you in reasonably good health today and looking forward to a long life? Well, if so, now is the time to consider long-term care insurance. About 70% of those who reach age 65 will need long-term care at some point in their lives. That is 7 out of 10 of us. And the costs are staggering today, and they're only going to keep getting higher. I'm Ron Owens, here to tell you about long-term care insurance. It can not only protect your hard-earned nest egg, it can also help make sure that you're not a burden to your loved ones. In addition, long-term care insurance can allow you to receive quality care in the setting of your own choice. That includes your own home. Call Greg O'Donnell at the O'Donnell Financial Group, 866-496-2300. He's the guy to talk to when it comes to long-term care insurance, and do it before it's too late. O'Donnell Financial Group and Greg O'Donnell, your personal independent financial advisors. Call Greg right now at 866-496-2300 or online. Go to O'Donnell Financial.com.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-5191 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-5191. That's 888-999-5191.
Wendy's presents Reactions.
Wendy's new Ghost Pepper Fries are packed with so much flavorful heat, they are bound to generate all kinds of reactions. Like the Southern Gent.
Hoo-wee! I say, that is delicious!
The California Chiller.
Ghost Pepper Sauce. Dude!
Even the Minnesota Melter.
Fresh jalapenos? Those are tasty, don't you know?
Wendy's Ghost Pepper Fries for just $1.99. Natural cut fries topped with melty cheese, fresh jalapenos, and Ghost Pepper Sauce.
Now that's better.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary.
Attention! This is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains 2 DVDs and a step-by-step report that'll show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, call 1-800-427-1498 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500. All from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-427-1498 right now to get your free tax lien kit plus two free tickets to a live training event coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-427-1498. That's 800-427-1498 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Well, we were chatting a little bit about it last night, and now, you know, the whole country's talking about what's going on here in California, especially yesterday with the U.S. judge. Once again, we'll not remove marijuana from the most dangerous drug list. It continues to be a Schedule 1 classification drug, right up there with heroin and LSD. And of course, how ridiculous is that? But you have to think, since it was a U.S. judge, this was a test run for the country. And I welcome to the show Dale Gehringer. He is the California Normal Director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Thank you for joining me. Now, you've been doing this for a long time, since 1987.
Correct, yes.
And you're also the director of the California Drug Policy Forum and treasurer of the Oakland Civil Liberties Alliance. So you're a busy man.
I certainly am.
Well, sir, so let me ask you, what do you think of the decision that came down from Sacramento yesterday upholding the constitutionality of the 1970 federal law that classifies marijuana as this dangerous, horrible Schedule 1 drug?
Well, you know, more of the same old from the federal government. My organization has actually been fighting this classification of marijuana for over 40 years now, since we first launched a lawsuit with the federal government to reschedule marijuana as medicine, since which time we have had scores of studies showing that marijuana is useful as medicine, and the voters of California and 23 other states have voted to approve marijuana as medicine, and yet our federal government is hung up in this regulatory morass over marijuana and can't seem to get its way out of it.
Well, you know, and I said to Heather earlier when we were talking about this, it seems for every two steps that we go forward, we still take one step back. I mean, it's very slow progression. But, I mean, you know, as this came down yesterday, also yesterday, running his big mouth from the East Coast, yes, the New Jersey governor, Chris Christie, maybe who will tried to run for president. It's not going to work out nonetheless, but said, if I do become the president, goodbye marijuana to all states who have legalized it, even for medical reasons. And I was thinking, dude, this is not going to get you into any kind of presidential run because that's not what the country wants.
Goodbye, Chris Christie. Actually, it's interesting. His state, the legislature of his state, passed a medical marijuana program back, just before he became governor, and they have been struggling to implement anything ever since because his administration has thrown so many obstacles in the way. A good example of government dysfunction there from Governor Christie.
Now I have to ask you, Dale, I mean, yesterday when this classification and this extraordinary step came out of Sacramento, and it remains a Schedule 1 classified drug, marijuana does, Normal actually came out and concluded that it was up to Congress to decide this matter.
We didn't decide that. The courts decided that. The courts have been putting on this, as they say, it's been 40 years that this has been going on. And, you know, that's the way the law reads. They've really tied this up so that really the control over scheduling is shared by Congress and the Drug Enforcement Administration. The Drug Enforcement Administration, of course, has been fighting tooth and nail to keep marijuana in Schedule 1. And Congress has just, of course, done nothing for all this time.
Well, and then, you know, and you've got the DOJ and Eric Holder, you know, it's telling the feds to back off. But it's so hypocritical. I mean, it's just one of the most hypocritical things that is going on in this country right now.
Well, it is, and I think it's indicative, again, of government dysfunction. You have so many bureaucracies that are involved in this, because it's not just the DEA. There's the Office of National Drug Control Policy, and there's the National Institute on Drug Abuse, and there's the Department of Health and Human Services,
CDC, the Food and Drug Administration. Yes, there you have.
The list goes on, and one bureaucrat keeps tossing the buck to another bureaucrat. In the end, they say, hey, we can't do anything. And the courts say, well, we can't do anything either. Congress, you act. Of course, we know how functional Congress is.
Not so much.
So I was sort of surprised, and maybe it shows a lack of my understanding of the law, but a judge made this decision, and I would think that in a court, i.e. a judge is there, she would be looking at evidence, and the evidence shows that it is good medicine. So is everyone just playing politics, even Judge Mueller?
Well, you know, this is the first time that a judge has actually even allowed hearings on the issue. There have actually been, oh gosh, I can't tell you how many court decisions in the past where the courts, federal courts, have ruled that, you know, this is not an issue they can even decide. So it was really a courageous act, actually, on Judge Mueller's part to say, well, let me at least hold hearings on it. So we credit her with that. But I have to say, after, you know, 30 years involved in this issue, I'm a little jaded. And while I was certainly disappointed, I must say I wasn't surprised by the failure of the courts to reschedule, because basically she found that the courts, the higher courts, have tied this up in knots so that she really can't touch it. She ruled that the standard for judging whether marijuana is medicine is a so-called rational basis test, which is like the lowest possible legal threshold out there. A rational basis test is so low that you can argue we've got to have slavery in order to have cheap cotton. That will pass a rational basis test, okay? Mm-hmm. So that's the kind of legal standard that we're dealing with here in the courts.
Yeah, and I really feel like, as you said, all the bureaucracy and what's going on, that even President Obama and the administration are just going to lay back and just, you know, let this stew through 2016. But if you hold on, Dale, I want to talk to you on the other side about what's happening in our own state with our Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom. He thinks differently, and he's looking in a different direction. And we're excited about that.
Well, yes, and he's been on the cutting edge of other issues before, as we well know here.
Okay, well, hold on, and we will continue in just a minute. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Hey, I'm here talking about Dr. Scott Hiver's second annual private party at Levi Stadium. Now, if you complete all laser LASIK with Dr. Hiver by April 30th, you'll get 4 VIP passes for this exclusive event. That's right. Now you and your 3 guests can party with 49ers mascot Sourdough Sam. You'll get to see yourself on the stadium's giant video scoreboard, then enjoy a buffet lunch before taking your private tour of Levi Stadium itself. This is a great experience to share with your kids, your parents, or your friends. So before these VIP party passes are all gone, call now to get your free all-laser LASIK evaluation with Dr. Scott Hiver in Daly City, Santa Clara, or San Ramon. Just call 800-454-2747. That's 800-454-2747, or go to scotthiver.com. That's S-C-O-T-T-H-Y-V, as in vision, E-R.com. This 49ers offer is not good on prior purchases and other restrictions apply. Scott Hiver Vision Care, Inc., a professional medical corporation.
If you have type 2 diabetes, listen very closely for information that could change your life. Recent research now suggests that type 2 diabetes can be put into remission. That is correct, remission. South Bay diabetics are now receiving information that often remains hidden from the diabetic community. Because of this, many type 2 diabetics have been able to reduce and eliminate their medication and insulin, lose weight without exercise, and radical diets and even become non-diabetic. Local doctors are now releasing this often hidden information during a free diabetic dinner event for type 2 diabetics. If you'd like to discover information that could lead your type 2 diabetes going into remission, then this is a must-attend event. To register for this free diabetes dinner event entitled Remission of Type 2 Diabetes, call 1-800-406-5554. Seating is extremely limited, so call now to see if you qualify to attend. That's 1-800-406-5554. 1-800-406-5554.
The rich are getting richer. How about you? Sitting on the sidelines will get you nowhere. So what's your next move? What if you could learn how to make real money when the market goes up or down, all while protecting your hard-earned capital? Over 230,000 people have experienced Online Trading Academy's unique trading education, and now you can too. Wait a minute. Before you say, oh, no, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a free two-hour trading class so you can check this out. And if you call now, we'll include a video guide worth $247 just for attending. Think about it. What is your money doing for you in a CD or mutual fund? Call right now while seats are still available at 888-712-TRADE. That's 888-712-8723 or online at otaclass.com. This could really change everything. Call now, 888-712-TRADE, 888-712-8723 or otaclass.com.
8:30 in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the bottom of the hour, a scathing review of e-cigarettes. First to teens and smoking. The Centers for Disease Control says the number of teens using e-cigarettes tripled between 2013 and 14. Correspondent John Stolness now with the facts.
9% of high schoolers said they tried smoking tobacco through the use of water pipes called hookahs. On the plus side, traditional cigarette use fell sharply from 12.7% in 2013 to only about 9% last year, the largest drop from one year to the next in more than a decade. However, the CDC said these new methods of smoking tobacco increased the overall usage of tobacco by high school students from just under 23% in 2013 to nearly a quarter of all high school students last year.
The CDC also revealing today that e-cigarette use among young people exceeded tobacco use for the very first time. Cigarette use is at a record low, but according to CDC Director Tom Frieden, that's nothing to celebrate.
Smoking cigarettes during adolescence has been associated with lasting cognitive impairments, including memory and attention.
And then there's this news out of San Diego that e-cigarettes may not help people quit smoking as some had first thought. The study by the UC San Diego School of Medicine found that smokers who used e-cigarettes were 59% less likely to quit smoking compared to those smokers who never used electronic cigarettes. Search teams still not giving up hope they'll find that missing Malaysian passenger jet in the Indian Ocean. You may remember Malaysian Flight 370 disappeared in March of 2014 with 239 people on board.
If it's not found by the end of this May, Malaysian officials say the search area will be expanded by another 23,000 square miles in the Indian Ocean. The Malaysian transport minister says his country, as well as Australia and China, remain committed to the search. So far, he says 61% of a 23,000 square mile search area off Australia's west coast has been scoured, and the remaining area will have been searched by the end of May. Investigators say after dropping off radar, the jet made a series of turns, then headed in the opposite direction from where it was heading before crashing into the Indian Ocean.
Back here in the Bay Area, here's something you never hear in a sentence: Marin County and affordable housing. But when filmmaker George Lucas is involved, it seems anything is possible. Here's KGO 810's Mark Richards.
George Lucas wants to build affordable housing.
He's entitled to get 324 units. He's coming in at 100 underneath.
Housing available for seniors and those earning less than 80% of median income. And it's being done without any outside money. Gary Giacomini, an attorney for Skywalker Properties.
The unique thing about it is that George is financing this 100%.
One concerned group, the Marin Conservation League.
And the Conservation League is quick to note a lot of planning and permitting still needs to be done before even a shovel of dirt is turned. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 8:33.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states. Attention women. If you or a loved one sustained injuries caused by transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, or bladder sling, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. The FDA issued a public notice to doctors and patients concerning injuries caused by transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic slings, and bladder slings. Please call now if you or a loved one has had one of these devices implanted. You may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Time is limited. If you or a loved one's life has been affected by complications from a transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, or bladder sling, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Call 800-251-0435 now. Call 800-251-0435. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-251-0435. That's 800-251-0435. Again, 800-251-0435.
You can drive a Fiat 500e electric car for only $129 per month from Premier Fiat of Fremont. You'll probably pay more for gas. For only $129 a month plus tax, you can drive a brand new car in the carpool lane, and you'll never stop at a gas station. Plus, you get a $2,500 rebate check from the state. Offer ends April 30th. Stop by Premier Fiat of Fremont today or log on to drive500e.com. Live with this offer with MSRP of $32,700, 36-month lease, $34.40 due at signing. Zero security deposit, 10,000 miles per year, 25 cents per mile, excessive mileage charge. Credit must be approved by Chrysler Capital.
KGOA 10 knows you're busy and on the go, so we're making it even easier to listen live with a KGOA 10 app. Hear the latest news right on your mobile device.
The increase in suspicious filings came from a small handful of states this week.
Plus, get traffic, weather, sports, and financial updates. And get exclusive content on your Android or BlackBerry or iPhone.
Security experts say the recent Anthem hack is pointing to a gap in health privacy laws.
The KGOA 10 app. Find out more at KGORadio.com.
It is 8:35 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic, and for that, we head to Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. In San Mateo, I have some good news. Southbound 101 at Peninsula Avenue, that accident is finally clearing. The right lanes are completely open, and traffic is unwinding nicely from SFO. Still got some onlooker delay on the northbound side, but it's dissipating very nicely as well, and only minor slowdowns back to about Marine Parkway. Construction in both directions of 92 on the San Mateo Bridge is creating some minor slowdowns right now on the eastbound side from about Foster City Boulevard to midspan. In San Francisco, eastbound 80, the Skyway is still jammed solid from 101 up to Fremont, and of course it's creating overflow on the northbound 101, which is solid all the way back to Cesar Chavez. The good news is, once you do get on the lower deck, if that's where you're headed, you've only got minor slowdowns as you approach Treasure Island, and then from there up to the toll plaza. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, with pitching ace Madison Bumgarner on the mound tonight, the San Francisco Giants are putting up a fight. Giants tied with the Arizona Diamondbacks 1-1 in the fifth inning down at AT&T Park. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Sunshine, blue skies, a little breezy on Friday, low 60s to mid-80s. There is, though, a beach hazard to tell you about. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
A beach hazard statement remains up until Friday evening for the entire coastline. Watch out for sneaker waves, large breakers, and there is a higher risk of rip currents. This beautiful weather often tends to draw people to the coastline, but remember to watch from far away. Those big waves can come at you when you're not even paying attention.
Low 60s to mid-80s on Saturday, slightly cooler on Sunday. Right now around the Bay Area, clear skies, but temperatures are dropping fast. It's 67 in Santa Rosa and Concord, 66 in Oakland, San Jose, and San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Thank you very much, John. It is the Drex Radio Show live around the world and live and local in the Bay. And we're talking to Dr. Dale Gieringer. He is the director for California Normal, and it's the National Organization of the Reform of Marijuana Laws. And he's been doing it for a long time, and he joins us once again. And by the way, now you've, Doctor, you've been working and published research on medical marijuana usage and marijuana smoke harm, the reduction, potency testing, you know, driving safety, drug urinalysis, all of those things. You've done it all. And this plays right into our Lieutenant Governor Newsom, who wants this to go on the ballot next year to actually put marijuana on the ballot for recreational use. So and one of the governors, the Lieutenant Governor's concerns are how do we know if someone's under the influence? How should we go about taxing it? What are we going to do with the people who are incarcerated, and what's the age going to be to buy it? So there's a lot of questions.
You must have some thoughts on those.
Yes. Yes, have answers to all those questions. I can tell you right now, I think the age is going to be 21, just like for alcohol.
Okay.
As for driving under the influence, people have been driving under the influence of cannabis now for a long time. I mean, ever since cannabis became popular. Fortunately, there's lots of evidence out there that it isn't terribly dangerous, and certainly not as dangerous as alcohol. The problem is, it is impossible by just chemical testing to really tell whether somebody is impaired by marijuana. So the way to go is to use impairment testing. And there's a lot of new, interesting impairment tests, including little tests that you can do on your iPhone that will give you a really good read on whether you are fit to drive or not.
Really?
We would like to see an expansion of those and make them available.
Well, would that be an app sort of thing?
Yes.
There's an app for that.
Yeah, sure enough.
Wow. Are you going to develop it and make all the money?
It's a good idea.
People have already done some development on that. There's a Bay Area company, actually, that's been working on it. So, that's available, but it really hasn't gotten a lot of currency because these are drug testing companies which, market these chemical tests, would like to, continue their monopoly on this business, even though they don't really test for impairment at all and have been shown pretty ineffective in that regard.
Oh, these the companies that corporations use if they drug test employees?
It's the same technology. You look at people's urine and, look at person's urine and, they may have smoked today, they may have smoked last week. You can't tell.
You look
at people's blood, or now they have this new thing, a spit test you can look at, or, oral swab, they swab your mouth. And that'll tell whether maybe you smoked marijuana today. But, did you drink a beer today? And if so, are you drunk now? You can't tell. So these chemical tests really don't work for – actually, they don't work for anything other than alcohol.
Well, I would think that –
alcohol is an unusual drug.
Okay, so I would think that that would not help the lieutenant governor's campaign to legalize marijuana for recreational use, because that's one of the big issues. How do we know when one is under the influence?
Well, people are already out there on the road. It's not going to
change
the number of people on the road.
We all smell it. Yes, we all smell it.
You can look at what's happened in Colorado, right?
Yes.
They legalized marijuana there, and their accident rate has actually gone down in Colorado since then. You look at California. We've had medical marijuana for quite a while, and our accident rate is one of the lowest in the country, actually. And it's done nothing but go down since we legalized medical marijuana. So this is really sort of a red herring.
Interesting.
Dr. Geringer, let me ask you this, because this is one of the problems that, the great social experiment that Colorado is going through right now needs to be looked at in California. And that is the taxation of marijuana. And what they're finding in Colorado, when the tax is too high, pot's pot. So if you're selling it for $70 or $80 an eighth, I can go down the street to Jim on the corner and get it for $30 an eighth. And who's to tell the difference?
Right. You got to get the sweet spot for where the tax should be. But
right.
Colorado has, I think, hit a pretty good spot. I was out there recently. The prices in Colorado are actually lower than here in California. They were selling it for $25 and $30 an eighth, at least to people who are from Colorado and not out of state. They raised $70 million in taxes last year in Colorado, which in California now would be about $500 million in taxes here. That's a pretty good slice. So I think it's realistic for us to look at several hundred million, perhaps even up to $1 billion in taxes when everything is all accounted for.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, we're talking.
Can't be too high.
We're speaking with Dr. Dale Gehringer, and he is the California Normal Director. Sir, let me ask you this. So one of the things that I think a lot of people think in the back of their head is, gee, I've got this condition, whether that be rheumatoid arthritis or hemophilia or they have cancer or some kind of ailment, anxiety, this, that, or the other. I would like to use medical marijuana right now in the state of California, but I'm so afraid to go in and get my card from the state, a state-issued card, knowing that it's still classified as a Schedule I drug. And then what happens if all of a sudden, God forbid, we get some nasty Republican who becomes president and says, oh, well, let's look at this database and lock all these people up or come after them or at least watch them.
Okay. First of all, you don't need to get a state card in California. All you need is a doctor's recommendation, and that is as confidential as your medical records
okay.
are. Secondly, the state ID card system is extremely secure. It's actually impossible even for the police to tell whether you have an ID card unless, you know, you show it to them in the first place. It's a very secure system. So I wouldn't worry about that. And a lot of other states, by the way, dozens of other states that have official state ID card systems that are not nearly as tight as California's. And, you know, nobody's gotten into trouble yet with the DEA, and I don't think that's going to happen at this point. But there are a lot of people who are afraid, though. You're correct about that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that it holds a lot of people back from conditions. For sure, when something horrible is happening, as far as cancer or, as I mentioned, hemophilia or epilepsy, those kinds of things. It's obvious. But when one thinks of mental conditions such as just as simple as anxiety or post-traumatic stress.
Bipolar,
syndrome, yeah.
Yeah,
those kind of things.
Chronic pain actually is the big one.
Yeah.
Right.
Cannabis is great for what they call neuropathic pain caused by damage to your nerves. It's the kind of pain that doesn't respond well to opiates. And you'll go to a doctor and you'll get a prescription for Vicodin for this stuff. Vicodin is, as you know, addictive and actually causes liver damage over a long period of time. Many patients say, hey, they can get rid of their Vicodin entirely and substitute marijuana, but of course, it's illegal under federal law, and, you know, if you go to Kaiser or you go to the VA or something like that, the doctors won't allow it. So you end up, as I say, addicted to opiates. We have a record opiate addiction problem now in the United States, and yet our government still has not recognized medical marijuana.
Unbelievable.
It truly is an amazing thing. And then the other thing that, one will be up against is employment. You know, what will employers do across this state if marijuana is recognized and legalized for recreational use?
Well, you know, I think that'll be up to the courts to decide. A lot of people think it's wrong for employers to be, you know, disqualifying people for, you know, what they do off the job if it's legal, especially. So if marijuana is legalized, I think people are going to be taking a second look at some of this drug testing, because this drug testing doesn't really detect drug abuse there much at all. It really is targeted at marijuana. Over 50% of the drug positives are from marijuana, because marijuana stays in your system longer than anything else.
Right,
but,
yes.
You know, it'll still be up to it. Employers will still have the right to do drug testing, I'm sure, if marijuana is legalized, but I think it's just going to become less and less popular.
And that, and that has been challenged in Colorado, by the way. There have been people who are handicapped who have actually lost their jobs because the urinalysis check, you know, their employer found out that they were legally smoking marijuana, but yet it was against company policy and they were fired. So the lawsuits are out there.
We had a caller to this show, actually, Dr. Gehringer, that he said he was let go from his job because they discovered that he had a medical marijuana card. He had some horrible accident and had a back problem.
Yes.
And it just broke my heart. And now he's got all these legal issues and wrangling to try to, you know, just save his house and his family and get a job again. I mean, what
well,
the hell?
That is outrageous. If people have a genuine medical need for it and a doctor's recommendation on that, then really they should be excused from the drug test because they are for opiates. Like, you know, as I said before, you can get an opiate prescription and test positive on a drug test. And, you know, the doctor, if you have a doctor's prescription for it, they'll let you pass on it.
Oh, sure.
And that's the way it really should be for marijuana, for medicine.
Yeah, right? I mean, you know, many of us have had to take a drug test. You just take your drug bottles or your prescriptions or you get the note from the doctor. Here's what I take, ABC. And, you know, nonetheless, whatever it shows up, doesn't matter. It's just knocked off the list. So why should marijuana be any different? Sir, I do thank you for joining us this evening, and I hope that we move forward here in the state of California.
I appreciate the opportunity. And for information on our 2016 initiative to legalize, check out Reform. ReformCA.com. ReformCA.com to legalize cannabis in California in 2016. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. And that's somewhere people can sign a petition and or donate money?
That's to get on the list and join the 420 Thunderclap. We're all going to call 420 on this April 20th, which happens to be my birthday. We're all...
Oh,
oh my God. What a coincidence that is. I love it. I love
Happy
you,
birthday
doctor.
In yes. advance. It's very
oh
soon.
Thank you very much.
All right, we'll call you on that you. Very important day.
We'll put that on the countdown list. Okay, have a good rest of the week.
Love
appreciate
him.
Appreciate it.
All right, more of the Drex Radio Show coming up. Isn't he fantastic?
Yes, we're okay. having him back for sure.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show. The Late Night Late Show wrap-up begins coming up next on KGO 810.
Moms, you have enough things keeping you up at night. A chirping smoke alarm shouldn't be one of them. One in three older California homes have outdated smoke alarms. Do yours need replacing? Head to Walmart and pick up Kidde's worry-free smoke and carbon monoxide alarms. Each contains a sealed lithium battery that lasts 10 years. Get nonstop protection, no low battery chirps, and no battery replacement for a decade. Plus, they comply with California's new smoke alarm requirements. Rest easy with Kidde worry-free alarms at Walmart.
Jeremy was an uncontrollable alcoholic, and no matter what he tried, he couldn't escape his cravings.
I was absolutely torturing and destroying my family. I loved them more than I loved myself, but I just couldn't do it.
In a moment of desperation, he called his mother.
I begged her, find me something. Just please find me something. I need help.
It seemed utterly hopeless until his mom found My Life Recovery Centers.
She called me up and said, I think we found our miracle, and it sounded way too good to be true.
It involves a totally unique outpatient procedure.
It sounds so far-fetched. Within 2.5 hours of having my implant done, I couldn't have cared less about having a drink. I mean, it was that almost immediate.
The results are stunning.
The cravings don't come back. It was a godsend. It literally saved my life. I found a way out.
If you suffer from alcohol or opiate addiction, call My Life Recovery Centers. 800-653-1238. Find your way out. 800-653-1238. 800-653-1238. Physician-owned treatment center. Individual results may vary.
Here's a crazy idea from Cash Call Mortgage. Take the mortgage you closed in the last year and look at redoing it at today's 15-year fixed 2.875% rate and APR with no closing costs. Just call 877-890-CASH, and with no cost or obligation, we'll tell you how much your payment could drop with the do-over refi. And you won't pay any points, deposits, or fees. None. It's so easy. Just do the regular paperwork, most of which you already did for your last refi, and we'll do the rest. So make the cash call at 877-890-CASH for today's 15-year fixed 2.875% rate and APR with absolutely no closing costs. The do-over refi, only from Cash Call Mortgage. Call 877-890-CASH and see for yourself.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 413-1083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now, 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
All right. Thank you very much to the doctor from Normal.
Oh, my God.
That was fantastic.
Dr. Geringer from California Normal. We love him. And I pulled something up. I guess even Dr. Sanjay Gupta is like, we've got to legalize marijuana already. And one of the medical marijuana uses was for Alzheimer's. I'm just like, come on. Don't you feel sorry for people with these epilepsy, you know, medical conditions? It's we got to pull our head out of our butts already. Come on, America.
Well, especially here in the state of California, as our head is not to be up our ass on this particular issue.
Exactly.
And it's just ridiculous that we actually have to talk about it, but we need to.
You know, in 2015.
It was on the national stage once again today. I have to tell you something else that was on the national stage today. Did you see the video of what a bunch of, I don't know, feminist organization or whatever you would call them?
Would you call them feminazis?
No, I would not call them feminazis. I know some talk show hosts who would. I would not be one of them. But no cat calls allowed. They were putting these street signs up in New York City, and they look real.
Oh,
they look legitimate.
No cat calling.
Yes, no cat calling.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. And the city, you know, de Blasio is kind of laughing about it. But yet, you know, the issue went out to the workers of New York City. They have to be removed. And you guys, whoever is putting these up has to go.
And it actually has a kitty on it.
I mean, your signs have to go. Right. Yeah. I mean, how funny
is
that?
You remember that girl did that video that went all viral of her getting catcalled at.
Yeah.
And I just really had to go.
That was a setup.
Okay. That's funny and clever. But I mean, yeah, if you did, maybe she shot for a week and they edited it down and I don't know, whatever, whatever. I do not think of that as one of the world's great problems and just deal with it, ladies. But anyway, that's me.
All right. Speaking of things that are whack, we're going to get, because we ran late there with a good doctor, we're going to get to some of the most gracious responses to common rude situations, including that. I mean, the catcall thing reminded me of that. But you want to have fun for a second? So, you know, American Idol is not doing well when their own contestants are sassing them.
Really?
And being smartasses with the judges.
Good.
That's how bad it's gotten.
Maybe the producers told him to do it.
Yes. So this guy, Quentin Alexander, not following the show here, so I don't know who's who, wasn't happy that Joey Cook and Ravon Owen were in the bottom two last night. And he said that they were fantastic singers. And he got into it with Harry Connick Jr. Listen how fun this is.
How are you feeling today? You all right?
I'm good.
Tell me, what's on your mind?
This sucks.
Okay. Aww. What sucks?
Yeah.
Tell me what sucks.
We have two of the best vocalists. My best friend is sitting over there. This whole thing is whack, but I'm going to shut up right now.
Whoa.
Are we on commercial?
No, we're live.
Oh, good. I was going to say, Quentin.
We're live.
Quentin, if it's that whack, then you can always go home because Idol is paying a lot of money to give you this experience and for you to say that to this hand that is feeding you right now, I think is highly disrespectful. Yeah.
He just loves these guys. Okay. They build a bond, you know?
When I said that this was whack, mm-hmm.
this whole thing
I wasn't
was
saying
whack.
This was whack.
Oh, you said this
now
whole
let's
thing
walk
is
it
whack.
Back.
I thought that's what you meant. That
no.
is whack.
Yeah, I get it.
What's whack? It's a competition.
I understand that.
He's
I
don't know. He's saying his friend is
for
in the bottom
my personal
two.
Feelings, it sucks to see two people who I've grown to love go home.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
That's
yeah.
what I mean by it being whack. Mm. So I'm not disrespecting this competition.
Well, what did you think was going to happen?
That wasn't clear. It is a competition that wasn't clear. It just, you know.
And I'm glad that I got to clarify it for you.
Okay, I appreciate it.
And by the way.
Who said that? I love
that.
You.
And a lot of people love you. And let's get you some votes.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You know, I've heard this before. Harry Connick Jr. can be a hothead.
He was the one probably who said, oh, was it not clear that this was a competition?
Right.
Hello.
Oh, you can go home. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Oh, and by the way, and I guess Quentin didn't realize that they were live. But nonetheless, I mean, you know, the truth came out. The whole thing is whack.
It's
a whack attack.
Whack.
Yeah.
That's fair.
We're going to get to it, and we're going to make more in just a minute on the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
If I could redo any room, it would be the master bathroom.
Oh, outdoor kitchen, absolutely.
Yeah, I want to walk in and feel like I'm in a spa.
Like I'm at a beach party.
Heated floor tiles, a gentle rain, shower heads.
Loud sound system around the pool.
If you can imagine it, now's the time to create it.
It would be my retreat.
My retreat.
For a limited time, you can take advantage of a Comerica Bank Home Equity Flex Line with an introductory rate of just 2.99% APR for the first 9 months. A later variable rate is effective after the introductory time period.
With rates this low, there's never been a better time to reimagine your home. To learn more about credit costs and terms, call Comerica Bank at 800-829-5356. Introductory APR of 2.99% is for home equity line of credit accounts only and applies to balances for the first 9 monthly statement cycles after the account open date. Variable rate in effect after the introductory time period. Loans are subject to credit approval. Comerica Bank, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender, equal housing lender.
Attention! This is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that'll show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, call 1-800-427-1498 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-427-1498 right now to get your free tax lien kit plus two free tickets to a live training event coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-427-1498. That's 800-427-1498 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.